Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, bring up absolutely anything. Bring us or visit us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free. Maybe you visited those other talk show hosts' websites and found out that you can't really get to much of anything without giving them $7 a month. Well, our features are all free. The webcam, the archives, you name it, the chat room, etc.
You can get a year's worth of archives.
More than a year.
On 6 days a week.
Yeah, that's right. And it's all there for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can actually influence the stuff we talk about on these airwaves by submitting your show prep suggestions. And other listeners vote them up or down. You can vote things up and down as well. Most popular items make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. It's as interactive a talk show website as I've ever seen. I don't know if it's the best one in the industry, but I would hope we're top 10. What do you think, Mark?
I have most of them, like you say, are behind a wall of having to pay for them.
Right. As far as what you get free, would you say we're top 10?
Of what you get free? Well,
like everything
free. So, yeah. I mean, there's nothing that really compares out there.
I don't think so. I've looked for it. Honestly, I have. Maybe if somebody knows of a really great talk show website for a radio show, not the internet shows, because they've got some good sites.
But if you like some other particular show and you think we suck, it doesn't really matter how much is free. You know?
Yeah, there's that, yeah. So saying, if anybody knows of a better site, send it to me. Let me know. All right, so 800-259-9231. Well, the big news this week was the Times Square thing. Would you say that was, like, the big news story of the week was the Times Square alleged bomb attempt?
It's the number one story that talk radio is talking about.
Is it? Okay, I don't listen to much talk radio, so I don't know what they're talking about. I'm glad I have you here to let me know these things.
I do that, yeah.
Not that I think what they're talking about is necessarily relevant, but is everybody ready now? I mean, is this going to help people get ready for the police state? Are you scared now? Are you extra scared now? Because I can tell you that it seems like the cops around here are. They've had two bomb scares in the last week here in Keene, New Hampshire. One of them shut down the entire downtown. The other one, I'm not sure how much they shut down. There was one earlier in the week that shut down the center of downtown. And then another
unattended backpack.
Yeah, some guy who had a six-pack of beer in his backpack was going to the district court, likely victimized by the police in some non-crime, was going to the courthouse and didn't want his beers to be confiscated or found by the
court. Wasn't this at like 10 o'clock in the morning?
It was in the morning,
makes you wonder what you're carrying around a six-pack of beer for at 10 o'clock.
You're a homeless
morning.
Man. Come on. He was. It was a homeless
keep it
guy.
With you.
So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Because if it's 6 in the morning, you can't go and buy your six-pack then, so you've got to have it for, you know, when you're stumbling around and
getting
doing your homeless
the shakes.
Thing. So there was that, and then I guess somebody found something that was wrapped in duct tape a few days later, and they called in the bomb squad for that one, too, and I don't think we found out what that was. And then out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, there was a bomb scare on a bus just this week.
They took two guys to jail for that just because they didn't cooperate enough. They didn't
Is that right?
They didn't have anything. These weren't the guys that they had been called them on, that had been called on.
Disobedience just of cop.
Yeah. This is it. Contempt of cop. It is a very serious crime in this country.
Are you scared yet? I mean, has this been going on where you are? I mean, obviously, there have been so many bomb scares up here in New Hampshire. That's where we're doing this show. So many bomb scares just within the last week. I doubt much of this made it nationwide as far as the news is concerned. Have there been little scares all across the country as well? Or has it just been up here? I imagine that this kind of stuff has been happening where the Times Square situation went down, and then all of a sudden, everything looks like a bomb, right? Because it was people that called in these so-called bombs. It wasn't the cops who discovered them. There wasn't some sort of bomb-spotting expert that looked at this and the scenarios and said, okay, clearly we may have a bomb here. It was some paranoid person who was frightened out of their mind by what happened, all the news coverage about what happened in New York City, and is thinking they're seeing bombs everywhere, right?
That's the long and the short of it.
It's really kind of sad.
Well, but don't you, I mean, obviously in this case, in the New York Times case, if it had been a real bomb instead of, well, this thing that it was, this smoking mess, then vigilance did save them, right? Some street vendors managed to keep an eye. They're keeping an eye on their little bit of turf, and so vigilance was what would have stopped this scenario had it been a real scenario.
I'm sure there are all kinds of conspiracy theories surrounding this. I haven't heard what they are yet, but I can only imagine what the people are out there suggesting. I don't know what the real story is with this bomber. I mean, he got the wrong fertilizer, so it wasn't even possible that it would have been able to explode.
A couple of things of propane, some gasoline, and some Miracle-Gro, and he thought it'd blow up an SUV.
I guess that, and I understand the fear that surrounds that, because there really was an actual supposed bomb there in that particular case. But the bomb scares have not been bombs. Was the thing on the bus a bomb?
No.
There wasn't one, no. The backpack had a case of beer in it.
A six pack
of beer, and the other thing is something that was wrapped in duct tape, which is clearly not a bomb either.
If the can of beer gets really hot, it could be
an explosion. That's true.
It'd be really.
Would you have to shake it up though, or is it just the heat?
It's certainly shaking. It wouldn't help, right?
So has this been going on where you are? Have people been freaking out? Are you freaked out? Are you afraid that your city, that your downtown area, will be the next target of the terrorists, whoever they are? You know, all those terrorists that are blowing things up in this country on a regular basis? Oh, well, they're not really doing that, are they? I mean, they found this alleged bomb in New York City, but when's the last time there actually was a bomb set off in some sort of act of terror in the United States of America? That's an honest, open question, really. I don't know. Maybe it was last week. I haven't heard about it. I haven't heard about a bomb going off in the United States the entire decade. Have you, Mark? Have you heard?
Well, 2001's the same decade, right?
Well, they would say those were planes flying into the building, not a bomb going off, Mark.
Could a plane not be turned into a bomb?
You could call the plane a bomb.
It did go boom.
That's true. So accepting the planes on 2001's 9/11. What else?
Those are big deals. 3,000 people died.
I understand that.
Allegedly.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just asking you, do you recall any other instances of some sort of terroristic bombing?
There's the guy with the other plane that flew into the IRS building. That was one guy, one plane, one person dead, right?
Let's exclude the planes, because was that intended as a bomb or just intended to cause destruction by ramming into the side of a building?
There's no bombs, no bombs.
No bombs.
But, I mean, you know, there's other ways to commit terrorism.
Sure there are. There hasn't really been much, though, right?
Not a heck of a lot.
No, there hasn't. But and, of course, people will chalk it up to the government, and they'll say, well, it's because the government's out there doing all this. Really? Times Square? There was an entire car full or a Pathfinder full of fertilizer, this alleged bomb. They didn't catch that one. They're not out there catching people doing terrorism because people aren't doing terrorism in the United States.
It's really not the job of police to prevent crime anyway. It's the job of police to come and take the names and
but people
and
believe that
check
they're
down
out
the
there.
Bad guys.
They believe they're out there keeping them safe, because people like George Bush and Barack Obama get up on their podiums and they utter words similar to, it's my job as president to keep the country safe.
Well, Benjamin Franklin, who's a greater man than Barack Obama or George Bush in the nation's history, said that if you'll trade a little bit of essential liberty for you'll trade essential liberty for a little bit of security, you'll get neither, and you deserve neither. If you want to cower around and wait for somebody to protect you, then you don't deserve the freedom, and you won't have it, because the country will lose its freedom.
Now, the guy that was that is the suspect in the New York thing is alive, as I understand it, right? They've got him in custody.
I know that they knew who he was. I don't know that they picked him up.
It's my understanding he's alive. I mean, I can double check that, but so that should be interesting, because normally the characters that are involved in these terrorism strikes are dead. The people that flew the planes into the buildings in 2001, the guy that flew the plane into the Austin IRS building, they're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be kind of a unique situation in that
you don't usually get to hear from them, though. I mean, who's read the Unabomber's Manifesto?
Yeah, okay, I see where you're coming from on that.
Nobody cares. It's out there. You could read it, but nobody really cares. They just say, all right, the government should protect us from this.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Do you feel safe? Are you scared? Has the Times Square thing frightened you? Are you ready to accept national identification in the police state and checkpoints? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about what you want. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231, inviting you to our website, We've got various different ways for you to listen to the program. Live streams are there, broadband and dial-up versions. Our webcam and listen lines that allow you to listen with any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details and get listening over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to use that income tax refund to do a little remodeling on the house, and you're thinking about sprucing up, the kitchen or the bathroom, you're going to need knobs and pulls. Well, the place to go to get knobs and pulls, and I think you should go to the big box stores, go to the specialty stores, check out their products, find the knobs and pulls that you want. Before you buy, go to internobs.com. That's internobs. com, and you can go over there, and they have just about everything that's available mass market. And use code FTL to save an additional 11% off their wholesale prices. If you're not quite as picky, they have a closeout section for 50 to 80% off with that the code FTL will work at. It's internobs.com. My wife and I used it, and she was thrilled. Internobs.com.
So considering the Times Square alleged bombing attempt, that guy, by the way, Mark, I did confirm was arrested. And considering that and the police response, and I can tell you that around here in New Hampshire, there have been bomb scares all week long, which, of course, aren't really based on any kind of logical scare. Nobody called in a threat. There was not an actual bomb. It was just people being paranoid about things that they saw that they believed were out of place, which normally on a week that an attempted bombing didn't happen would likely have not raised any eyebrows at all, I wouldn't think. So I'm wondering how you feel. Do you feel secure? Do you feel safe? Do you feel scared? Are you frightened? Do you feel like that you're not safe enough? Do you need more government, more police? Do you need more checkpoints? What would make you feel safe if you aren't feeling safe? And do you think that there is a real threat of a so-called terrorism where you live? 1-800-259-9231. You can also bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Let's go to the phones and the fun and start things out with Garland listening in Waco to KBCG. Hello, Garland.
Hey, it's me.
Hello.
I'm here.
You're on the air.
Yeah, muy bien. I would hate for everyone to get this false sense of security, considering that, you know, according to Obama, we are the largest Muslim nation on earth now.
He said we're the largest Muslim nation on earth?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. I didn't hear this, but all right.
Yeah.
What does he base that statement?
He said that overseas, but I saw a video clip of him saying that.
What does he base that statement on?
Well, probably just numbers. I mean, in America, you have, you know, Islamic people living here now.
Russia has, in
Israel, it's probably the smallest nation on earth almost, but yet they get so much news coverage every night, you know, it's like, unbelievable. So you think, you know, the world is full of Jews and Arabs at war. But, I mean, the numbers of Arabs there in Palestine and such are, you know, they may be like 5 million, but in America they may be 7 million. So, you know, Obama could say, well, you know, this is the largest Muslim nation on earth, and he wouldn't be lying.
Yeah, well, if he was saying that, he's wrong, because in, let's see, Indonesia alone there are 202 million.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just
I don't know anything about numbers. I'm just saying, you know, the fact is that we shouldn't enter into a false sense of security, because if they ever, you know...
Let me see if I'm understanding. You're saying the lurking Muslim hordes in this country, however many there might be, are just waiting to blow something up. That's what you're saying?
I think that when they get over here in America, they might get a different perspective, and that may be why we haven't seen a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
But
freedom does that to people.
Extremists, you know, are still going to be everywhere.
Do you believe that most Muslims have the let's blow stuff up mentality around the world?
I think that whenever they see bombings going on, I think they feel like they're winning.
Your feelings?
Where I live at, you know, there's... They own the gas stations and the motels and such. And when you go into the place of business...
When you say you don't mean Muslims, you mean people from the Middle East?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're from the Middle East doesn't mean you're a Muslim.
I'm overjoyed at the fact that, you know, our towers are falling down. And, I mean, we have no idea.
So what is it you base your opinion that Muslims in general are happy about people being blown up and buildings being destroyed, etc.?
No, I'm sorry about that.
They're coming to get you.
All right. Thanks for the call. So if anybody else wants to answer that question, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Jay, listening to Tampa's WFLA in Florida. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Okay, now, you know, it doesn't scare me that that there is a potential danger of terrorism in the United States. What scares me is the vulnerability that we have.
The vulnerability. Are you talking through a pillow? I'm just curious.
No, okay. I'm not talking through a pillow.
Okay, just want to make sure you're talking right into your phone. So what kind of vulnerability are you talking about?
Well, just look at the fact that how easy it was for that guy to just drive that vehicle right into Times Square.
What would you suggest?
Now, remember, there are 17 million people that drive into New York, Manhattan, I believe on a daily basis.
What would you suggest?
You know, the only thing I would suggest is that we are Americans and we have to continue to live. And we have to appreciate the freedom that we have. There's nothing we really can do, you know, until something does happen. And,
I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I can't take much more of the muffled phone, but thank you for the call. At 800-259-9231, I think something can be done. Let's start with not aggressing against people around the world.
Yeah.
That would be a big something.
If you ask the people that the foreign people that commit terrorism in this country, because there's plenty of our own domestic people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask the foreign people what their issue is, it's because America supports Israel in the Middle East, and
America blows people up,
and America has a military presence in the Middle East. Like, for instance, say you're from Saudi Arabia, like most of the 9/11 bombers were, and America supports the king in your country, but you disagree with this king because he's not even Saudi Arabian or whatever your particular belief system is. Well, of course you have to get rid of America before you can get rid of the kings.
Use the United States federal government rather than America. That's more explicit.
Fine. I mean, you need to get the military backing away from the House of Saud there in order to be able to oust them.
And but the reason's really the same, Mark. It's the same for the people in the Middle East as the people like the Joe, whatever his name was, in Austin, the guy that flew the plane into the IRS building. It's aggression. It's aggression against the people in the Middle East and their families and their friends that are getting blown up by the United States government's bombs. And it's aggression here against peaceful people who, you know, the government is demanding taxes and all kinds of obedience from them. It's aggression in every case that results in aggression coming back. Violence begets violence. 800-259-9231. So how are you feeling? Are you feeling, you know, a little frightened, extra frightened this week? Is everything looking like a bomb to you? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Or do you feel safe? Or are you scared and you want more safety? Do you believe the government can provide that for you? If so, how do you think that can come about? What would you like to see? All kinds of things you can answer and ask and talk about in this issue. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves with Free Talk Live.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com.
There's so much hype these days about vitamin supplements. I got so tired of their outrageous claims, I went out and found something real. Here's Mike Buck from New Zealand's Nature Bee with the real story on nutrition.
Hello there, Mark. And, you know, here I am sitting up on the beautiful island of Maui, and I just found out the world's going to end. So, geez, everybody that you're going to be gone in a week, you better start taking a whole bunch of extra Nature Bee so when you get to the next level, you got the energy to cope with all the excuses you have to make of doing all of these terrible things on Earth.
So, Nature Bee's real food. Tell us what it'll do for you, Matt.
It's going to fix you up, give you more energy. It'll last you all day. You're going to sleep better for that big, long sleep coming up. Better digestion, much stronger immune system, and, of course, Nature Bee, the only supplement we know of on the planet, coming right to your house from our house in New Zealand with a money-back guarantee.
That's right. It's not in stores, and there's no need to drive to the mall, Mike. Give us the real deal.
Okay, look, you've been listening to talk about Nature Bee, the plant pollen from New Zealand with all the vitamins and minerals, and here's the deal. 6 months supply, $99.95 plus delivery. We're going to bonus you 3 more months for free because you're listening to Free Talk, and we're going to bring it to your house. You don't even have to go outside. It's a toll-free phone call away to New Zealand, 866-834-8355. Do it today, 866-834-8355, or light it up online at Nature Bee's website, naturebee.com.
Everyone, be just like me. Be all you can be with Nature Bee. Call 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We're talking about, are you scared? There's a Times Square attempted bombing around New Hampshire here where we do this show. There have been three bomb scares within the last week. Of course, none of them actual bombs. But are you scared? How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling secure? Do you feel like you need more security? Can the government help you with that? If so, what would you like to see happen? Tell us about how you feel. 800-259-9231. Let's go to John, listening to WFLA in St. Petersburg, Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I just wanted to call and say I don't feel any safe today than I did before 2001. I think we're just as vulnerable to any kind of terrorist attack as before.
But wait a minute. The government has spent millions. The government has spent millions and created new bureaucracies. Surely you must feel a little safer.
Yeah, the government's almost...
Not at all. They have basically, I feel like I'm being watched all the time.
But
now I feel like I can't go get a library card to see I'm being a part of the Patriot Act. And I know it's not stopping anyone. It's like you said, 17 million cars going to New York. You're not going to stop everybody. So what we've done is we spent these millions of dollars for who knows what. I mean, it really is unbelievable.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dwayne, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Dwayne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Dwayne?
I think the gentleman just described something perfectly. You live in fear, you're not free at all.
Mm.
And here in America, you know, people just are too afraid. They're just afraid of everything. I don't know why they're afraid.
Well,
get out and get a job and try to produce for your family. You don't have time to be afraid.
I agree with that. I think fear is absolutely crippling. It's a terrible position to be coming from. But as far as why people are feeling that way, well, you've got a media that you know essentially profits from spreading fear. Tune in tonight, 11 o'clock. We'll tell you about the terrorist bomber. You know that kind of thing. And you've also got the government, which again profits from fear because if the government gins up fear, then it can promote the idea that it is your savior, that if you turn to the violent monopoly of the state for your safety, that they can provide it just as long as you provide them with a few more billion or trillion dollars in order to build some new bureaucracy. So you've got two, I think, pretty influential organizations, the big media and the government, pushing fear on people. And fear is a fairly powerful motivator, so they're susceptible to it. Your thoughts? Did we lose Dwayne? We did. Let's continue and talk to Steve, listening in Florida, also to WFLA. Steve, you're in Lakeland. Hello there.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I wanted to let your listeners know that if they're worried about that healthcare law that went through, they can go on Michelle Bachmann's website and sign the petition. Huh?
Who's that?
Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann, she's a senator or congressman in, I think, Minnesota.
Okay. And the petition is for what?
For that healthcare law that was signed, that was passed. People can go and sign the petition to try and get it reversed.
Hey, well, a petition's fine, but I mean, I kind of wonder, where's the petition to undo the bailout and the TARP, too. I mean, you know, I think about the...
How about the petition to end the Federal Reserve?
The bailouts and the TARPs when Americans called their congressmen. And I believe that one quote was really great. It was split 50-50. 50% said no, and the other 50% said hell no. But Congress went ahead and passed it anyway.
What's the petition going to do? I mean, you can't do a petition thing, a petition process in the federal government. Do we keep losing our callers? I'm not asking for the callers.
No.
I
think you could do a petition against what the government did.
It
doesn't have any legal standing.
Right. So you could
get every person in America that doesn't work for the federal government even any government at all to sign this piece of paper.
Okay, wait a minute.
They don't have to do anything.
So then the purpose of this is to basically feel good. Like pat yourself on the back. I signed a petition saying I don't like health care. Is that pretty much the purpose? Or is it also so she can collect email addresses and names for marketing purposes?
I think it's against the healthcare laws.
I understand what you're saying. The petition is what you're saying is against the new healthcare program. But
right.
What I'm telling you is if it's just a petition, then it's just a feel-good measure. That's all it is. It's just to say, hey, aren't we doing something?
It's fine to sign a petition, but I don't think you should hold out.
What if she takes your information and sells it to some sort of Republican marketing list or whatever?
I suspect you can pretty much count on that.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's necessarily fine.
I went to find out from the Iowa Republican caucus what the outcome was, and I'm still getting lots of news about what's going on in Iowa with the Republicans.
Steve, I want to encourage you to sign as many petitions as make you feel good, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231, because you can sign all the petitions you want. As long as you pay the government the taxes they're demanding, it won't matter what petitions you've signed. What's going to matter, if you want to stop the so-called health care legislation, is getting people to non-cooperate. And maybe you could sign a petition saying that you will non-cooperate with the health care. But otherwise, as long as you go along with the government's regulations and rules, then they're going to keep making more.
The IRS is going to be the one who's doing the enforcement when it comes to the health care. And that's a pretty scary organization. They throw people in jail.
That's right, Mark.
They throw hundreds of Americans in jail every year.
As long as Americans are scared of the government, they'll never have freedom.
Mm.
If you're going to act like you're a cowardly little serf, that's what you're going to get for the rest of your life. 1-800-259-9231. So you want freedom? Take some risks. If you don't care about freedom, then sign some petitions. Beg some congresspeople. Cry a little.
I guess the other option is the Braveheart thing where they torture you and pull your guts out while you yell freedom.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often these days, I don't think.
Yeah, usually use the hot tongs.
Yeah, I mean, minimum security federal prison isn't quite Braveheart, from what I understand. I've never been there, but from what I understand. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David, listening in Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen. This is what I wanted to say.
Yes, sir.
The thing that scares me the most is, like, people turning beer into bombs and overreacting and...
Yeah. And shutting down all of downtown Keene?
Right, because of... I mean, they create fear by overreacting, as far as I can tell, and just they go nuts. So that kind of scares me a lot. I mean, you know, had somebody gone and looked and saw beer there, I mean, the whole town wouldn't think.
The officers themselves are too scared to go look in the back. I mean, they won't even go and look and see if there's beer in it.
Because somebody wants to blow up the corner of the parking garage in Keene, New Hampshire, the terrorists.
Can I say one other thing?
You can. We'll bring it back. Hang on. Okay. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Are you scared? How are you feeling after this so-called terrorist attack or attempt this past weekend?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website if you like the fact that we give you the features on the site for free. One of the ways you can support this show is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, at amazon.freetalklive.com, you'll find the same old Amazon you're used to. It's just our portal. It's our little method of getting into the Amazon website that essentially tags you as a Free Talk Live listener. And when you check out, you won't see it at the checkout, but trust us, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets about 7-8% of the purchase, depending on the volume that we do every single month. And if it's electronics, it's only 4%. But I would say a fairly generous little spiff from the folks at Amazon. So if you're going to shop online, you're probably going to shop through Amazon because they're awesome. Dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping, and more. So shop through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue talking to people about, you know, how they're feeling after this past week's or this last weekend's terrorism scare in New York City, which kind of flowered out into terrorism scares and bomb scares from what I can tell probably across the country. If they're the three bomb scares that happened up here in New Hampshire within the last week or any indication, let's go to your calls. David had a few more comments in Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're back on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Okay, cool. Here it is. Like that bomb scare that happened in Times Square with the car. Mm-hmm. The guy that called in to the police and reported the suspicious vehicle that turned out to be a bomb, he happened to be a Muslim fellow, and I just wanted to point that out.
Interesting point. I thank you for the call tonight. It certainly runs contrary to this common belief that all Muslims are hiding in the shadows waiting to destroy. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. None of the Muslims I've ever spoken to have been that way. The ones I've spoken to have been peace-loving, freedom-loving people. I mean, there are lots of different people that have the same similar religious beliefs out
there. If you want to be shocking, you could say something like, well, all the crime in the United States, the vast majority of the crime in the United States is committed by males between the ages of 16 and 26, or violent crime, or, you know, you mm-hmm. pick whatever label you want to put on the crime. Well, let's just lock them up from 16 to 26. Or perhaps we can ostracize them, or you know, we'll put them in the military and ship them to foreign countries from 16 to 26. That way, they can't commit any crimes here, and we'll just devastate the criminal activity in the United States. It'll be great.
Let's continue with your
phone
calls.
Isn't that shocking and weird?
Ladies first. Kathy, listening in Florida to WFLA. Kathy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Hello.
Hey,
I truly believe the government, the expansion of our federal government, and in some cases state and local governments that don't listen to the people is more of a threat than the terrorist threat.
Did you see the video this week? Did you see the police video this week of the police murdering a family's dogs in front of them?
No, I did not see that.
During a drug raid where they found, I think, a bowl, some pot, and
less than a quarter ounce of marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That video is posted over at freekeen.com. I'm sure it's easy to...
A-E-E-N-E.
Both work.
Okay.
It's absolutely shocking, and it's not uncommon either. It's more likely, far more likely, that the police are going to kick in your door and shoot one of your loved ones or your pets.
On accident.
Or your pets. Well, they shot those dogs on purpose.
Yeah. The one in the crate, too.
Yeah, they shot a dog in a crate, and they shot a corgi.
So
this happens all the time. These police raids happen day in, day out across the country.
Have you heard about the police corgi maulings? Come on, those corgis are dangerous.
In many cases, the police will just shoot people's dogs because they're trigger happy adrenaline junkies, and so it's far more likely that you'll be assaulted by.
I think that's more true for the SWAT team kind of guys.
Right. It's far more likely that you'll be assaulted by men calling themselves agents of the United States or state or local governments wearing badges and uniforms than you will by any so-called terrorist. I absolutely agree.
Yeah, we all need to be vigilant. Everyone needs to pay attention, but the danger is the expansion of our government. It is scary. Politicians are in it for themselves. They're bought out by Washington, and they come back to the people, and they do exactly the opposite of what they promised their constituents.
You're absolutely right, and it's both the Democrats and the Republicans. They're just two sides of the same big government coin. Kathy, great call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I haven't really been hearing a lot of people saying, protect me tonight. I haven't been hearing... I kind of expected that. I kind of expected people to call in and say they didn't feel safe enough, that they wanted more government, that the government's supposed to keep them safe, etc. I haven't really been hearing that. I think that's a good thing. 800-259-9231, because you can't trust them to keep you safe.
I mean, they are a big, inefficient. They're an organization that is, in fact, and not just the United States government, but all governments, known for their inability to control costs and inability to get a job done.
Who's going to keep me safe from the government? They're the ones that are threatening my house. They're the ones who are going to steal my home from me if I decide I don't want to pay for their bloated, awful, tyrannical government programs.
And throw you in jail.
They might very well do that as well. If I don't leave the house, they'll certainly throw me in jail. And they're generally threatening to throw me in jail over all manner of things. Who's going to protect me from them? 1-800-259-9231. Brandon, listening in Watertown, New York to WTNY. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Oh, you got
hey, Ian, Mark.
You
turn the radio off, brother. Thank you, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not too much. Yourselves?
It's perfect. Go ahead.
I don't feel scared or threatened about the immigrant thing. I just wanted to ask you guys, and I'll hang up as soon as I get my points out. I called you about this. I do have a buzz, psychologist, Social Security, and I wanted to just throw three terms out there to you gentlemen this evening. Bilderbergs, Sumerians, and Zachariah Sitchin. See what you had to say about that.
I've never heard of the third. Thank you for the call. We're getting strange talk back. I don't know what is going on there. But I've never heard of the third name.
I haven't heard of Sumerians.
Sumerians are an ancient
from Sumeria,
yeah,
right?
An ancient culture from Mesopotamia or something like that.
The general vicinity.
Yeah. And then the Bilderbergs are some elite group of muckety-mucks that needs to try
very
to control the world
people.
Or something
yeah.
like that. So there you have it. Not sure where he was going with that, but couldn't stand the talk back. 800-259-9231. We continue here and go to Ted, listening in our hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I presume you're listening to WFLA tonight?
Yes, I am.
So, Ted, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, you know, I keep hearing about all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims, at least 99% of them.
No, that's not an accurate statement.
Oh, it might not be accurate, but most of them are.
All terrorists are Muslims?
Are we talking about, like, in the world, or are you talking about in the United States?
In the United States.
Well,
I don't know about that.
See, the guy who tried to run over Catherine Harris about 3 years ago, was he Muslim?
No, but...
Unabomber?
Here's what I want to
Timothy
ask.
McVeigh?
Here's what I want to ask.
The guy who flew the airplane into the IRS building?
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying, 99% not accurate. Not most.
Well, I'm just throwing that out.
Okay.
But what I want to say is, where's the outcry from the Muslim community in this country, from clerics? I've never heard it on TV. I've never heard one come on TV and say something like, you know, we don't want this, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I used to be of the same opinion you are, that this is an opportunity for Muslims to come out, disavow the violence, and the fact is, if you go to YouTube, you will find lots of Muslim clerics doing just that on both national television and getting their own, YouTube channels and doing it. It's just that it doesn't make great news. What makes great news is Ted family destroyed in a fire in a mudslide. You know, that makes great news.
I'd like to see it on TV. I'd like to hear them. I'd like to believe that they don't want this to happen.
What bleeds leads.
Go to YouTube.
It's there. It's absolutely there. You'll look it up. Muslims disavowing violence.
But I don't want to go to YouTube. I want to hear it on national TV.
Well, then you don't have your own national TV channel, Ted. I'm telling you what the national TV want, TV people want,
right.
And they want what bleeds.
News people, you're talking about you want a news editor, somebody who decides what stories run on the local or national news, to decide to run a story about Muslims being outraged. And what we're telling you is they aren't running those stories, not because the Muslims aren't outraged, but because they aren't running those stories.
I know. It's just frustrating because I can't hear it.
Agreed.
Well, you can hear it. Just go on the Internet, because old media is dying. If you want real information, if you want the truth, you have to seek it out, and you can find it online. And I thank you for the call at 800 on select radio shows, 800-259-9231, and I do mean select, 1-800-259-9231, as we continue here with your calls and go to Dave, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
I was listening to the gentleman that called up. He wanted to sign the petition for Michelle Bachmann.
Hmm.
We live in a representative republic.
Do we?
Citizens have been reduced to, gee, can I sign a petition? Our government doesn't allow interaction with the citizens.
I want to give you a chance to expound upon your thoughts here, but we're up against the clock. So hang on, if you will. We'll bring it back after the news in hour number two at 800-259-9231. Hopefully more with Dave if he hangs up. Or your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.